If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a meth, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Chris from Brooklyn is here after a 2-week absence due to just terrible scheduling.
I was here once in between there, but something happened. Something terrible happened.
Something terrible. We're never going to talk about it, but something terrible happened. You listen to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Patreon account, where you can donate to help the show out, is patreon.com/High Society Radio. And our Instagram account is instagram.com/High Society Radio. That's exciting, isn't it, Chris?
Yes.
It's exciting to have an Instagram account.
Do we have new Instagram things? I don't even know.
No, but go there and check out the old stuff. It's killer.
I thought you were going to run the Instagram account.
Yeah, I am, but you know. It's, you can't flood people. You can't flood people with Instagram stuff. Last week, I found out that we should have a Snapchat account from Millennial Joe.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
if I ever find out that little kid sat in my chair again, I'm going to snap his neck.
Hey, buddy.
This mic still smells like twink.
He is very twinkish. It's cool, though. But yeah, Millennial Joe says we need a Snapchat account. And I guess, I don't know, we're going to have to get one. Do you want to run that one?
Sure. Can I just send Johnny dick pics from it?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do. That's why I have to do another Craigslist fishing just because of how funny I find it every time I show him a picture of a random... Like, he watches a lot of porn, but every time I show him a picture of a random cock, he gets freaked out.
Really?
You never notice that whenever we do the Craigslist fishing bits?
Oh, I guess he does, like, get real weird around dick.
I aim this monitor right at him every time we're doing it.
That's not the only thing you aim at him.
Yeah, my jizz.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, you're blowing up, bro. So it's good to have you back. No Bronx Johnny again because of awful scheduling.
What did he have going on today?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. All I know is he said he couldn't make it. So I was like, screw it. We're going to do it anyway. It's post-Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl was the most watched program, I believe, in television history. That was the overnights.
Wait a second. Was that this week?
No, Chris, that was this past weekend.
I thought it was this week coming up.
You don't even listen to the show when you're not here?
I thought you guys were talking about next week.
No, dude. No, you didn't watch the Super Bowl, did you?
No.
How often would you say you've seen the Super Bowl?
I've seen most Super Bowls.
Okay.
But I worked the last few years.
Now, you know nothing about football.
Although you just don't care about football.
I just don't care about. I know how football is played. Yeah, I don't know anything about current football.
Now, did you care about who was playing in the game, or you care to win?
I would have went for what's this dude's name? Marshawn Lynch. I would have went for
Beast Mode.
Yeah, I would have went. I'm copping one of those.
Beast Mode seems
hats.
Like your kind of guy.
Oh yeah, I love that guy. He's real fucking. I love athletes that are heels in real life.
I don't think he's a heel. I think he's the man.
I think he got himself over as a heel, though. That's what he did.
I guess he's a heel to some people, but in general, I think he's just dope. Like, Marshawn Lynch is the shit, and
I also just would have loved to see Brady lose.
We've already seen him lose twice.
Yeah, but I mean,
to
like
the Giants, brah.
Yeah, but if he lost more than he won, that'd be good.
Yeah, now he's in the. Now they say he's the greatest of all time. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I already think he's gonna go. He'll be in the.
You're blowing up, huh?
He'll be in the Super Bowl next year as well, and then he will lose to the New York Giants. That's just a crazy ass prediction on my part, but I'm pretty sure.
Well,
it
you
can
bet
happen.
On that right now. Would you take the Giants to win the Super Bowl next year? Right now,
I'm gonna bet on them to win for the Super Bowl next once the futures come out. Which maybe might be today.
Let me check.
Because you always hear about people making ridiculous bets and then it coming through. Why can't that be me, Chris? Why can't I put $1,000 on the Giants?
Well, that's the thing is, like, a lot of people make ridiculous bets and only some of them come true. Those are the ones you hear about are the ones that come true.
Very small amounts of people actually come through with those ridiculous bets. Why? Because they're ridiculous bets and they shouldn't come through.
I bet a bunch of people bet on the Giants to win the Super Bowl last year for this year. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people bet. Well, no, see, it's the Giants are supposed to win the Super Bowl every 4 years. That's how it's they won 8 years ago. They won 4 years ago, and now they're supposed to win again this year, this upcoming NFL season. It's the prophecy. The prophecy is coming true, Chris. Don't you realize?
Wait, you just have those two to go on? That just means they won one Super Bowl 4 years apart.
No, but see, how it's working out is like...
But the Super Bowl that they won before that was way more than 4 years before. Like, it was like... Wasn't that like... That was when we were kids.
Yeah, when we were children. When
we were in elementary school. We were in like third grade.
Yeah. But just trust me, dude. All right, this is how it works. This is the prophecy. They got their old defensive coordinator back. They got Odell Beckham Jr. It's all gonna work out. I don't know, man. So what have you been up to in the last 2 weeks?
Not much. It's been snowing, and I've been working a lot. Fucking terrible.
You know, I heard that. I heard you might have to get foot surgery, right?
I do have to get foot surgery.
You have to get foot surgery.
I have to get surgery on both of my feet.
Damn, you're old, bro.
Yeah, it's gonna. Well, apparently,
I'm getting MRIs. You're getting foot surgery.
I'm gonna have the feet of a young man though. Once the surgery happens.
All right, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I could turn into a weird hermit. I'm not gonna be able to leave the house for weeks.
Now, see, all right,
see, but I talked to the podiatrist. He said if I just took a cab here, recorded, and took a cab back, I could come record the podcast. So it's just gonna get weirder and weirder progressively for 8 weeks.
I like that idea, but I worry because you work out a lot. You like to get swole.
I'm worried about the gains. I am worried about the gains.
You have to maintain your gains, as the internet says.
I might have to cycle while I'm not working out.
Like on a bike or cycle? Cycle.
Oh, yeah. I might have to throw a needle in my ass.
Wow. You're going to have to... See, I suggest you go on 4chan, go to the fit section, not B... But the fit section, and get them to give you advice on what to do. Like, I'm going to be laid up for 8 weeks.
I have a feeling they're not going to be very nice about it.
I think that it is a good thing for you to do. And then you tell everyone what the suggestions were. You might be called faggot.
I think there's a good chance.
Or they might just, you know, love you and be like, oh, this is cool. We'll give you all, what happens when you work out? You drink like whey fucking shakes or something?
Sure.
Really don't know. And why would I?
Yeah, everybody listening is aware.
Why would I?
You sound out of breath. We're doing a podcast.
You're out of breath. You know what? You have bad feet. Go fuck yourself. So you're going to do that? Will you go on the 4chan?
I'll do that.
And start getting advice?
Yes.
And then we'll just go to 4... Like, it's all anonymous, so no one will ever know it's us posting.
But we'll unless they listen to the show.
Yeah, but...
I heard Moot's a big fan, but he's not there anymore.
Moot is kill. I talked about that with Johnny. Was telling me that he's on 4chan now, but he finds it very hard to navigate.
It is hard to navigate. Every time I've ever been on 4chan, it's a pain in the ass to get around.
Well, you're constantly in for CP, so that's the problem.
That's true.
Don't fucking agree with that even jokingly. It's not funny. Do you see this thing where they have, what country is this new Double Down in? I think it's
the Philippines.
The Philippines?
It's Double Down, dog.
I want the fucking news to stop talking about Double Downs in other countries and other fucking, fast food in other countries. We're not getting it here. I'm not traveling there to get a fucking Double Down in the Philippines.
You don't want
to
go get a Double Down, dog?
I mean, I had one when it first came out. I wasn't that impressed.
No, it's just chicken cutlets with cheese and bacon. I mean, I'm sure you've had some sort of fuck. I've had that on a sandwich. I've actually had a Double Down on bread. But you don't. I just think it's kind of fun to say Double Down, dog.
Double Down Dog.
That's what you got to do with your fucking bets.
It looks pretty disgusting, the actual Double Down Dog.
It's just a hot dog with chicken wrapped around it.
Yeah, but the kind of hot dog it is just looks nasty.
Yeah, it's like a shitty Filipino hot dog. I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah,
probably actually made of dogs. Is that what you're saying? That's pretty racist of you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't care because I'm sick of hearing about
fast
food items.
It's got some jizz sauce on it. Look at that.
I guess it's like cheese sauce.
Huh. You're just sick of hearing it. Yeah, there's always like a list, 50 items you can't get here. The Japanese Dorito list was a weird one.
Which one was the Japanese Doritos?
This was a few years ago. I thought you didn't want to talk about this.
No, I'm sick of people reporting on it so that we end up talking about it, you know?
Oh, okay. But there's like a crispy salmon flavor. I just remember, yeah, reading a lot about it. Like years and years ago, there's a butter flavor. This looks like an English muffin flavored one. I have no fucking clue. But so, all right. Well, they're gonna keep reporting on it because this shit went fucking. That Double Down Dog was on every fucking website. They just need material to talk about.
I get like the 24-hour news cycle, and this isn't even news. This is just garbage.
It's USA Today is the website we're on right now.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
USA Today is not good. Oh, how'd you feel about... Oh, no, I was going to ask you about the commercials for the Super Bowl, but...
I didn't see the commercials. Who the fuck... That's something I'm sick of hearing about. All right, the commercials for the fucking... Since we're kids.
Well, it's going the other way now, you know, because they all get released on YouTube or wherever a week before the actual Super Bowl. Everyone gets to see them. So I think the price... All right, I was about to say I feel the prices are going down, but then I realized... There's 132 million people watch. It was the most watched TV show in history.
Yeah.
Or at least
the prices
America.
Aren't going down. They're just getting more use out of them because people are talking about the commercials for weeks and weeks before the fucking Super Bowl now. Who the fuck cares? The Bud Bowl doesn't exist anymore. Why the fuck do we care about Super Bowl commercials?
Why did they stop the Bud Bowl? Have we looked into this? I guess people stopped caring about Bud. Was it like Bud Light versus Bud Dry at some point?
No, it was always Bud versus Bud Light.
I feel like Bud Dry was in there at one point. What was the deal with Bud Dry?
I think it just had slightly higher alcohol content. I think there was like a dry beer trend when we were younger.
Kind of like how IPAs are a trend now.
Yeah, but dry beers are even shittier than I don't like IPAs much, but
bro, you don't like those fucking hops? You don't deal with those hops, bro?
How was your Cthulhu beer?
I did try. Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you about it. I told Johnny about it last week. The Cthulhu Lovecraft beer was tasty. I drink it again, but I say that about most beers. That was on our Instagram account, actually.
I did see that. That was the newest photo from weeks ago.
Yeah. Weeks ago. It was like 2 weeks ago. No big deal.
I'm just saying. It is multiple weeks.
Don't hate on me. Stop it. All right. Bud Bowl. Let's play a little bit of the Bud Bowl because I do remember that as a kid, and I even remember even more is let's stop playing out over this. Hit pause first.
Yeah, no, I think according to this website, the reason why they stopped it is because Budweiser got a new advertising agency.
Boo!
But was I recording that entire time? Because I sound different in the headphones right now.
Yeah, you're fine. All right, so which year is this Bud Bowl thing from?
This is from 1990. This all is right. Bud versus Bud Light. I think it's just the...
It began as a game.
It did.
turned into a battle. And now, it's out of control.
There's like a bunch of cans, there's people in the stand.
Blood Bowl 2. Coming January 28th.
But you won like you could win like $1 million or some crazy shit, right? Like if you got the score. Like...
I can't remember. But that was pretty amazing.
I mean, that seems like a parody of
what a Budweiser commercial is now.
Yeah,
seems like something that you'd see on Idiocracy.
I know the Simpsons made fun of it, and that shit was funny as hell.
There was
for
an entire
Duff Bowl.
Yeah, there was, but there was also an entire Married with Children episode.
Was there?
Yeah, where Al just wanted to watch the Bud Bowl.
Was are there any other more commercials from the Bud Bowl?
No, there's nothing up on here. I'm sure we can find. I'm sure it's all on YouTube.
Go
somewhere.
On YouTube. Just try, find one more. I'm talking about Bud Bowl One. Son. I mean, that's
here we go. Bud Bowl One.
That's when shit was real.
1989. Bud Bowl One.
We're back and we've got a wild one brewing here at Bud Bowl. Third and long for Budweiser.
Shotgun formation. Beachwood back.
I guess this is claymation.
Yeah, it's stop motion.
Play action. He's going deep for Bud.
That fucking bottle of beer just threw a goddamn pick.
Holy shit, that Bud Light ball is like Richard Sherman.
Watch how the free safety fakes the blitz. Says oh no, turns around, goes back, he's straight out the linebacker. Oh,
perfect read. And that's the end of a seesaw third quarter with the score Bud Light 21.
Is that Bob Costas actually talking on this thing?
Probably.
Bud Light was up 21-17. It's pretty sick.
Seconds left in the Bud Bowl. Tied at 24.
It is Bob Costas.
Butsky, it's all yours.
Who says kickers don't earn their money?
No, it's like
the kicker's in like the little 7-ounce bottle.
Yeah, it's like a pony bottle. It's a pony bottle. Oh, it's weird. And then like the end of the commercial. So like, the fucking beer bottles are playing the Bud Bowl inside a fridge.
And it ties. Come on.
I think that was the thing. If you get, but if you had like a ticket in your Bud case and it was this, it was the winning score of the Bud Bowl, you won like $1 million or some fucking, maybe it's probably less than that if it was 89. But people were pretty hyped about the fucking Bud Bowl. Why
I'm hyped about it. It was from fucking 25 years ago, Chris.
That's a good point.
I look, that is what needs to come back. The USA Today ad meter had Budweiser had some commercial with a dog, like a puppy or a lost puppy or something. And it was a top loved ad. If they bring back the Bud Bowl, people will freak out. And I'll even say that the Bud Light will definitely win because Bud Light's much more popular than regular Bud.
Yeah, nowadays,
right?
I mean, all the bros watching the Super Bowl, they're definitely going to be fucking hyped for that's their boy. Bud Light is their...
Oh, yeah, and everyone would like be... Most people would be rooting for Bud Light.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, Bud Light, that's my boy.
It's my dog. Also, I had a idea.
Oh, yeah, you have yet another Chris Stanley original idea. Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, last week I brought you hashtag no hobo, and that's going nuts. Like, hashtag
I tried
no-
to get... I did a lot of no hobo tweeting. No, it wasn't really catching on. We got some retweets, though.
Did we?
We did get some retweets.
I don't run the Twitter. Bronx Johnny does. So, okay. I don't know what he's doing. So this is the idea. We're talking about nostalgia right now for Bud Bowl. Now, remember Oregon Trail? I don't even know if I should fucking say this on the show because I feel like it's that much of... This is money in the bank. I'm like Seth Rollins right now.
See,
I got the money in the bank fucking shit.
That's good. That's good that you have that.
Is it?
I'm not sure
because I still don't understand what money in the bank is.
Well, I mean, it's money in the fucking bank. That's what you need. You need money in the fucking bank.
Okay. That wasn't explaining what it is, but okay.
It's what you need. You got that, though. But here's the thing. I saw this guy, right?
Yeah.
Some fucking dude who's rich for making fucking shit. He's like, all you got is an idea, you're fucked. He's like, he doesn't believe in, like, a lot of the guys that, like, the Silicon Valley dudes, they don't believe in NDAs. They're just like, nah, fuck that. If all you got is an idea, you're fucked. You need a fucking team. You need to let your fucking idea out there.
Okay. All right, so what do you mean they don't give a fuck about non-disclosure agreements?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like you can't keep an idea to yourself because a lot of developers are like, I'm not going to sign an NDA. How do you know I don't already have your fucking idea? So if you want to find a developer, you can't find a decent one that'll sign one of those. So you might as well just let your fucking idea out there.
All right. I like what you're saying. So this is it. Now, everyone, now you've looked into apps, correct?
I have looked into apps.
Well, give me 1 second here.
You've looked into apps, right?
I have. I've looked into making them fucking...
Now, how hard is it to make an app?
For me and you to actually code an app? Impossible.
No, I
we're way too stupid.
Dude, I'm not fucking talking about coding apps. I'm talking
like
about...
Like, for us to get find
building
a
team. Building a team to make an app.
All you need is money.
All right. Do you want to make mad money? I'm talking about...
I'll double down, dog.
I'm talking about fucking Flappy Bird money. I'm talking about mad bank. I'm talking about fucking money just coming in every day because people got to fucking buy extra shit for this app.
A freemium app.
Yeah, it's a freemium app. Yeah, okay. You get mad Canada.
I could use that Canada to build a hospital.
Okay. See? Now this has nothing to do with Canada, but I was just using that because it was from the South Park.
Okay. Baller coin.
So we'd have to get... We need animators and we need coders. And probably someone for music or whatever.
What do you mean? You want to do flash animations in the app?
No, dude. This is it. It's a fucking game. You remember how everyone loved Oregon Trail as we were growing up?
I do remember people played Oregon Trail,
like,
yes.
People fucking love Oregon Trail.
Okay.
It's mad nostalgic.
Oregon Trail. Is that your idea?
No.
Oregano Trail. It's the Australian Pizza Tour.
I'm
just saying it's
the
Australian Pizza Tour. Oregano Trail.
It's not Oregano Trail. It's not Oregon Trail. But those are pretty good also. I even looked up on the Google Play App Store, and it was Oregon Trail, 5.5 million downloads. And it was a freemium fucking thing.
Okay.
Now, it's been around since like 71, the actual game. It came out in 1971, and I think kids like in the late 80s and early 90s played it, and people in our age bracket. Now, we kick out the fucking Oregon part, okay. And we call this... This is just, you know, a working title, because I just had to think I had a better one inside my brain that was, it's working now. What if we call it Bushwick Trail, and it's just people moving from Williamsburg farther east into Brooklyn, and it's just mocking out the entire gentrification thing. Now we call it, or we call it Gentrification Trail, and it just mocks out gentrification.
I think it needs a better name, but I think it's a good idea.
I think people could, like, you know, you're fucking going through, you're going down DeKalb Avenue and you're running out of kale. You know, just fucking, this is a fucking
idea. You need some cold pressed juice, real
exactly.
Quick.
You need fucking skinny jeans. You need limited press albums. Okay? Mm. This is just a fucking video game straight ripped off of Oregon Trail.
The original, the 1974 version.
Yeah, whatever. The one that everyone played as a kid.
This one, the green one, or the color one?
Either or. I mean, it's the same company, it's the same game.
Okay.
And then you're just buying supplies. And you're fucking, you know, you're traveling
through.
You
just make it look just as crappy as the original one.
That's what I'm saying. If it looked just as bad, it'd be even more nostalgic.
I mean, we could, let's see here. Go to my freelancer.com.
Okay. All right, now we're working on something. Because look, we fucking do this, and we're just fucking raking in money. People are just buying extra kale. They're buying some locally sourced fucking food. They're having a great time. They're buying IPAs, because, you know, everyone needs that when they're out there gentrifying.
That's a good point. Fucking, all right, yeah, I mean.
There's no way this could fail. And we can fucking even bring in, like, Degentrification X. They'd be, like, the bad guys. Like, I think Indians fucked people up in the original.
They just come in there, just crotch-chopping motherfuckers?
Sure, yeah.
I feel like this would cost, like, how long was that game?
How long it took to play?
Yeah, like, how long was the entire game? Like, we'd have to make it, I feel like we could make it much shorter because it's just a gimmick, right?
No, I mean, it could start as a gimmick, but then to make fucking real money, we'd have to, like, add shit to it. So
well, yeah, you'd have to do updates, but once you have the thing going and you're making money, you can reinvest in it,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we'll have ads, and it'll be freemium. It'll be great. Like, hey, you want to buy a customized fixie bike to fucking drive through wherever? There you go. 99 cents. Thanks, bro. It's freemium money.
Will they be kicking out, like, the minorities that live in the neighborhoods?
Yeah, but you can't call them minorities. They'll be, like, displacing the local population.
Indigenous.
Know? Indigenous, yeah. Because it can't be racist, because we'll just get fucking railroaded.
Oh, yeah, everybody gets railroaded for racism nowadays. It's terrible. We have a Spanish guy on the show, though, usually.
That's true, but he's not here today.
Earl said that we could use the N-word on the radio because we have a Spanish guy back in the day. Black
he said Earl. I could use the N-word whenever I wanted, ever. Especially off the air. But, you know, that's me.
I'm just saying, so I never really played this game growing up.
Really?
It was I like didn't have a computer.
It was like a computer. I never played it at home. I never had a computer at home, but like at school.
It was like a computer room.
Yeah, like all the kids who weren't discipline problems were allowed to pick the games first, and they only had so many copies of Oregon Trail, so I never got to play it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Look, you have dysentery. That's a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt. I'm surprised that doesn't exist as a t-shirt.
It does exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you have dysentery. It's like that's how you die in Oregon Trail, or Oregon Trail, or however you're supposed to
what
say
exactly? Dysentery is when you just shit your organs out?
Yeah, I think you die of like dehydration.
Mm.
It's pretty dope, though. There's a t-shirt
there. There's a t-shirt. That's a pretty baller t-shirt. So wait, all right. So in this, you do displace Indians, right?
I believe so. No, you trade with Indians.
So you would be trading with the local populations. What would you be? You'd be buying drugs? I bought this $3 belt off an African guy in Flatbush.
There you go. Belt trader.
There you go.
Bootleg DVDs.
But that's the thing is like, I think that's like where you're hitting, because that's where the
local hops.
But in Oregon Trail, they were buying a lot of stuff from the local, like, right?
I believe it was like you get food from them. You trade clothes for food.
So like you'd be going into, you would like trade some like a kale shake for like some Dominican food.
Sure, you know, get some mango or, you know, some platanos.
What was the first thing you said?
Mango.
That's not it. Did you say mango?
Yeah, it sounds like mango. It's fucking Dominican food. Look it up. M-A-N-G-U. But yeah, this is how it's going to go, dude. Freelancer.com. Have you figured out how we're going to make all this freemium money yet?
I'm going to see if, the people will respond. It usually takes about a day, and you'll get a bunch of people being like, I'll build that for $30, and you got to wade through the scammers and see if you can find somebody. Mangu is a country, or it's a town in Nigeria.
Search M-A-N-G-U, Dominican food. Mangu dish, there you go. And yes, it sounds like Mango.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I used to be the only white guy at some data entry processing place, and everyone else was Dominican. They were very surprised that I smoked blunts.
And they would really hit you off with that mango?
Yeah, they hit me off with that mango. It's like, hey, Poppy, have some mango. And I was like, one day, I'll be fucking making a video game app. Now, you have no idea what that is because we all have flip phones right now, but trust me.
It's like Snake, but better.
That fucking job, I used to like take a bathroom break every hour and I would just play Asteroids in the bathroom. I would just sit there and play Asteroids.
You hated that job.
It wasn't that fucking fun.
I mean, most people hate every job. You know what I mean? Like, it becomes a job. What are you going to do? Unless you're the fucking boss and you're making money, you're going to hate your job on some level.
What if you're smoking bass all day long, like me?
Is that what you do at work?
No. Oh.
I mean, if you're allowed to smoke bass at work, that's pretty cool.
But how much money do you think it would cost to make a fucking a video game like that, like a game app? I'm sure
if you made it short, you could probably get some guy to make it for relatively cheap, like a few grand.
I'm feeling this hard. Yeah. No hobo.
I feel like if you only make it like Oregon Trail is what, 5 hours?
I have no idea.
You make it like a half hour of gameplay. No, you do it for free.
I think the game can last however long. Like if you just go hard body and just never feed your people, like everyone just dies. They die of dysentery.
Well, how would people die in this? They're not vaccinating their kids or something?
There you go. That's fucking funny. That's good stuff. That'll be in there. Dude, this is in the incubation phase. I know I shouldn't have fucking said this out loud. I know I shouldn't be hashing this out on the goddamn show. But you also made a good point of saying that, look, just throw your ideas out there, see what happens. Because we have to get a goddamn app creating team around us.
We do need an app team.
Like, we honestly do.
Like we could be the nap team. We come up with the ideas, and then we take a nap.
Yeah.
And then we get an app team. And then we're like, all right, you guys are Chinese. Do all the work. Right?
Or Eastern European. I heard a lot of Eastern Europeans are...
But those two guys who scammed Kickstarter for mad money were Eastern European. Yeah. Remember, they just created a bunch of GIFs and made it look like a dope game?
I remember that.
And then they were squatting in an Airbnb and refused to leave.
That could be us. We could be squatting in Airbnb months from now.
We could be the poster boys for ruining the fucking sharing economy on the internet, just like those guys are.
What's this exploding kittens thing? Is this like de-gentrification or gentrification trail? Is
that it's a card game like Cards Against Humanity, but it made $5 million on Kickstarter.
What?
Do you know what the goal was?
No.
$10,000 and they made $5 million.
Who started this thing? How did it get
They made $5 million in like a couple of days. It's
what
insane.
Is it?
It's a card. We can watch the promo. I haven't even watched the promo video yet. You want to watch? It's probably like a minute long. You want to watch it?
Okay. Hold on. Don't hit play yet. This is perplexing to me. All right, hit it. Kittens, goats.
Magic enchiladas. Weaponized back hair.
That's pretty stupid. Explosions. All these things in a card game. Exploding Kittens. A new card game on Kickstarter.
Hi there, my name is Matthew Inman.
Card games are pretty hot right now, though.
This is Elon Lee and Shane Small. They make really cool games. The three of us got together and created a new card game called Exploding Kittens. Here's how the game works. You set our deck of cards face down and take turns drawing until one of you draws the Exploding Kitten card. Whoever draws the Exploding Kitten card explodes, they are dead, and they are out of the game. Unless that player has a defuse card, which can defuse the kittens using things like laser pointers, kitten therapy, and catnip sandwiches. In addition, there are various action cards which can be used to move, mitigate, or avoid the kittens throughout the game, such as skipping your turn by wearing a portable cheetah butt, attacking other players by deploying the thousand-year back hair, picking a card from the draw pile by rubbing the belly of a pigacorn, or seeking out the wisdom of an all-seeing goat wizard. You can also deploy the Taco Cat, Abercrab Lincoln, Magical Meat Bikini.
Okay, I think we got it, right?
To win this highly...
It's pretty silly.
Well, I mean, it's just like Cards Against Humanity. It's weird that, like, See, we're sitting here talking about apps. Maybe we need to just make a card game. Like, these self-contained Magic the Gatherings are fucking doing really well. What's that other thing called? Munchkin? That's doing pretty well.
I have no idea what Munchkin is.
There's, like, expansions to it, but it's, like, self-contained. You just get a deck, and you can play with, like, whoever's around. There was that game, Apples to Apples, that sold, like, millions of copies. And they're, like, Cards Against Humanity.
I like Apples to Apples.
It's so popular that they could sell, that they literally sold shit and made thousands of dollars.
Was it Cards Against Humanity, basically apples to apples, but like with creepy?
Yeah, it's the same exact game, except one is like, one encourages you to use curse words.
See, I liked Apples to Apples better because it was clean, so it forced you to fucking, you know, not be dirty or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just, somebody explained the Cards Against Humanity thing to me as, all right, like adults aren't, like, all right, when you're like 20, you just get drunk with somebody and see something lewd and it kind of breaks the ice. Like, if you put a bunch of adults in a room who don't know each other, they kind of don't mesh until they realize, like, people who, like, work right, not like me and you, like, people who, like, have, like, 9-to-5 cubicle douchebag jobs, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's like, here's a good way, like, once somebody's saying a naughty thing, now they're, like, approachable, you know what I mean? Like, it breaks down these barriers that people have.
All right, that's starting to make sense.
Yeah, I think that's why people do it. That's also why it doesn't make any sense to me and you, you know what I mean? Like, I just find it to be the corniest thing in the world.
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. This thing, too. I mean, this is more of just a game that you play. But it's, like, wacky. It's, like, I don't know.
And there's kittens, and
yeah,
I guess they explode. But 5 million. Remember my boy, four years ago.
Yeah, he made, what, 3 million, 2 million?
He made over 2 million for a board game.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I hit $5 million. I'm not fucking making a stupid card game.
It's not embezzlement, technically, right?
No. Because it's in the Kickstarter terms of agreement. So I make $5 million. I think I'm just keeping that $5 million. I suppose, though, if they only needed $10,000 to make the game, you spend that $10,000, make the game, and see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
It's clearly interesting that you could probably make more than $5 million if there's that much interest in it. And, like, if in... They got 1,000% funded. They made $100,000 in less than... No, 1,000% of $10,000 is a million. They made $1 million in less than an hour.
So, oh, God.
So, I mean, there's obviously a market for this. The artwork is pretty cool, though.
That's probably the guy up in the oatmeal, it said.
Yeah.
I don't know about how I feel about that guy. I don't know. I just, I'm telling you, I don't know how I feel about him.
What does he do? The oatmeal?
The oatmeal, yeah.
What is that?
Some one of those cartoon. I really don't like webcomics. I rarely. I don't think I've ever laughed at one. Besides 420 Blaze It. I mean, that's the only webcomic I've ever enjoyed.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Other than that, like XBMC, and that guy seemed really autistic. Yeah, the guy just... Should you buy a selfie stick and it's like a... Flow chart.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why people like this. I don't know. Some things are just... I don't know. I actually was thinking about this recently. Do you remember when it was that you realized that a lot of people think things are funny that you think are ridiculously corny?
When do you think that happened?
Like, do you remember? Like, I remember for me, it was like being like, I guess like 12, and mad people I knew really liked Home Improvement, and I thought it was the worst show on television.
I know my family watched a lot of Home Improvement. It was on all the time.
God, it was what made me realize that most...
right? Was like, that, yeah. I think I was just doing a dog sound. What was
yeah, but that's close enough.
Oh, it was like, right?
Yeah,
was
like,
that it?
It was like, he was grunting.
I wish that show was on for real. I wish there was a guy called Tim the Toolman Taylor, and he did make those crazy-ass sounds on his tool show. I'd watch it. It would be huge. People, if it was real, yeah, you know, not just a sitcom.
If it was just like weird and like just some weird guy doing that, yeah, it would be huge. But that guy wouldn't have like three kids and a wife. He'd just be some weird fucking lonely dude grunting on a cable access show.
I'd be down with that. I'd be like, this guy's the man. No hobo.
True.
I don't know, dude.
But I think that's when I kind of realized, like, wait, most shit is... This is garbage. It's like, you know what I mean? Like millions of people watch The Big Bang Theory every fucking week.
Is that the most popular cartoon? Is that the most popular sitcom on television?
It was for a while. I don't know if it still is.
I know that Mike and Molly show is popular.
All of those CBS three-camera sitcoms, they're telling the exact same jokes that they've been telling on television sitcoms for 50 years that people still sit and laugh at formulaically.
The last one of those shows I watched...
King of Queens?
Not King of Queens. It was 2 and a Half Men. My mom liked that show for some reason. I don't know why.
You know why.
But
she's trying to party, dog.
What? No. And I watched a lot of episodes of that. And I mean, it was fine, I guess. I mean, Charlie Sheen's fucking man. It was before he went crazy. Started screaming Tiger Power. Was that it? Tiger Power. Winning.
Tiger Come? Was that it?
Oh, look it up. Look I can't. I thought it was Tiger Power, but also
no. It definitely wasn't Tiger Power.
Tiger Blood. It was Tiger Blood.
Okay.
God, how many T-shirts do I own of that? I was like, I gotta get 7 because I'm gonna want to wear this every day of the week. This is never gonna get old. Hashtag Tiger Blood, bro. You were also telling me that we can sell our poop for money.
You can.
Why aren't we doing it right now? Why am I wasting my
shit? I don't know if they want your shit.
Why am I wasting my shit in a toilet bowl?
There's a company called Open Biome that you could sell
Biodome?
Your shit. No, Open Biome, and they're trying to make fecal matter transplants more accessible to people. So you could sell, and you can make like good money, a couple grand a year. Yeah. So they just screen people, but it seems like you probably have to have some pretty clean shit. I think you just have to have a healthy shit. So, like, if you're really good at, like, do you get sick often when you eat?
Like, no.
So then you're probably good. Like, you eat a lot of crap and don't get sick.
Oh, yeah. My fucking stomach is hardcore.
So you might be good. That means your body probably has a lot of healthy bacteria pushing all the terrible shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, then I can make a lot of money selling my shit. Like how
I mean,
how, like,
you probably I mean, I would imagine you take fairly large dumps.
Do I have to hold it until I get to one of their places or can I just mail it to them?
You could probably mail it to them, but like I think probably the first time, but then they're going to need you to come in cuz it's like you got to be screened several times before they'll cuz basically what they're doing is they're putting your shit into another person.
I just want to bring a bag of my own feces to this place and I want them to give me money. Is that so fucking hard?
Apparently it is. You can't just you have to be screened a few times. They need to check your shit several times. They need to make sure that they're not just shoving the wrong shit into somebody. Cuz that's what it is. They enema blast you with it.
God,
shit.
This is really disgusting. I don't know why we're talking about this.
You brought it up.
Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be better. I just thought it was going to be like, you know, hey, I guess the Zap didn't fucking come through for us.
We could always sell our own shit.
I guess we could always...
If you funded an app selling your own shit, that would be a great story for your autobiography. That'd be way better than Alexis Ohanian's
autobiography. Just biography. I want someone else to write it. I don't want to do it myself.
Well, no, you put your name on it, but you just, like, relay your stories to some fucking chump.
As told to, right?
No, you just get a ghostwriter. They don't even get credit on your book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck them, right?
Nobody writes their own books. Well, very few people do. Mick Foley did.
I was about to say, you're saying Mick Foley didn't write his own book?
Well, I mean, can we believe anything Mick Foley has said now since he's been kicked out of a chicken wing eating contest for cheating?
I heard about that. That was awesome. Yeah. He got what, the wing bowl in Philly?
Yeah, he was putting chicken wings into his fanny pack. But he's also cheated. He admitted to cheating in like a fruitcake eating contest, like a year ago. He's like, yeah, they counted something that fell on the floor, so I won. I'm the world fruitcake eating champion.
That's fucking great. Is Mick Foley the greatest wrestler of all time? Tell me.
Easily top three, with Stone Cold and The Rock.
Did we talk about the Royal Rumble, or did I only talk about that with Johnny?
Probably only with Johnny.
How'd you feel about Roman Reigns?
I think, all right, what a lot of people on Reddit said was, like, all the Roman Reigns stuff that, like, all the Dolph Ziggler stuff was supposed to be Roman Reigns, and, like, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar was really supposed to be Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. If they had done all of that, I think it would have been entertaining. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But because you would have had Daniel Bryan in that triple threat match, so nobody would have cared that he got eliminated. But both of those guys got injured, so they didn't really get to build up the story the right way. But I don't know. I feel like last year after the Royal Rumble, everybody was pissed off the Batista won, and then it turned out to be pretty entertaining WrestleMania, so it'll be good.
You think there'll be a fire in the stadium and they'll have to evacuate?
I hope so. I hope it's a Terry Funk comeback. He's just throwing flaming chairs into the fucking ring.
Is he still alive?
Terry Funk? Yeah, he's not dead.
That's cool.
I'm surprised he can walk, but yeah, the motherfucker's still alive.
You think he likes the party still?
Terry Funk?
Yeah.
How could he not? He's Terry Funk.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Charlie, that was his name, right? And then WWE?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was... That was like Vince screwing with him, right? Like he was just being a dick. It was him.
Probably, because he was the NWA champion or whatever.
End up like Snoop Dogg and...
Yeah. But Snoop Dogg wasn't in NWA, so...
I mean, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And the DOC.
Just like those guys.
Eazy-E. See, I do know what I'm talking about. I just, you know, I'm a racist.
It just took you a minute. Yeah. They all do look alike. I mean, it's not your fault.
Now, at the bar you were working at on Sunday, was it crowded? Were there people there like not enjoying the Super Bowl? They go there because I know there's no TVs.
There was a Time Out New York article about us, the place to not watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice! That's pretty cool.
It's actually busier than it's been most years, but it wasn't very busy.
That's that sweet New York Times heat.
It was no Time Out New York.
Time Out New York.
Yeah, but so there was like Swedish tourists, several different Swedish tourists, and like a theater group who had just done a play came in. So exactly who you would think would be at a bar without TVs on the Super Bowl.
We hate the Super Bowl. Let's go to this fucking TV-less bar.
Yeah. They were singing show tunes. It was fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah. My line cook, who's from the Philippines, thought they were... we should tell him to send us some Double Down Dogs if he goes back. But he was just like, are these people in a cult? Like, he just didn't understand why they were singing... what's that song? Age of Aquarius?
Really?
Yes. It was very weird.
Why that song? How old were they?
Not very.
And they like Age of Aquarius?
Apparently. They were getting into it.
Oh, was that in... Was that from... was that in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, it's the last song.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's probably how they know it.
Maybe. Isn't that originally from a musical?
No idea.
From, like, Hair?
Possibly.
I think that's what they were doing was Hair.
I don't know.
Something, right?
No, look it up. Age of Aquarius, right?
What are you doing there? You playing Oregon Trail on your phone?
I wish. No, see, I'm doing research on what would I call this thing? Oh, Gentrification Trail. Yeah, man. Once we get this fucking app team together, we're just never gonna stop making money. And then we make other ones, you know?
But we just need to get an app team. We don't have that.
No, but we have to find the app team, like the A team. But except it's the app team.
Hmm.
Get it?
Could they make like pizza bagels too? Could we get like one guy that makes pizza bagels? And then
dude,
the rest
we can
of
make our
so.
Own pizza bagels. We could just go to the store and buy
we
pizza.
We can make pizza bagels for the app team. And that's like, we could pay them in taquitos.
You guys want another sack of fucking frozen pizza bagels?
No, I'll make them. I'll make them fresh.
Oh, word?
Yeah, come
that's
on.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make, we're not savages. We're not fucking slave drivers from the,
see,
it's
I would
not the
just,
Industrial Revolution.
I would just give it to them frozen because I'm just thoughtless. Just a thoughtless dick.
No, you gotta give him the good pizza bagels. See, you should have thought of this business idea. I bet they're making fucking millions.
What is this?
Fakeababy.com.
Whoa. What is this?
Basically, you can order fake sonograms, fake ultrasounds, fake prescriptions.
And to freak your fucking boyfriend out and shit?
I would imagine it's to trap a motherfucker.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. Because here's what you do. You go, hey, I'm pregnant. Here's a fake. They sell fake DNA tests. Like, you could be like, hey, I'm pregnant. Here's your fake. Here's a sonogram.
Shut this down immediately.
You could go in raw now.
They're shutting. Okay, hold on. They're shutting down revenge porn sites.
Yes.
But they keep up. What's the name of this?
Fakeababy.com.
Fakeababy.com. How about this? I fake a fucking lawsuit.com. This could, they could get sued.
They're up there as a. See, notice how all the pictures look very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Because they defend themselves by saying, no, it's a joke.
It's a joke that could fucking make people go crazy.
It's not a joke.
I feel
they're
like,
doing this because they know that most of the people buying this stuff aren't going to be joking. They're going to be people trying to fucking trap dudes and then be like, well, now you can just go raw. And then you just got a guy jizzing in there.
Okay. And then they actually do get prego.
Exactly.
And then those sonograms are fucking real. And it's called makeababy.com. What's on makeababy.com? It's got to be porn, right?
I would hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
It's available. Well, somebody owns it, but...
Right, go to GoDaddy.com and see, see like how much it costs to buy MakeAbaby.com. Because we will fucking do this, and it'll be called... what's the word for when a baby gets made? Conception porn. That's what we're going to call it. It's not cream pies. It's conception porn.
Is that like when it's like a porn within a porn, but you can get stuck in the second porn?
Sort of.
Okay.
Oh, they don't have...
$8.99.
No, that's for .org. Makeababy.org.
Oh.
Makeababy.nyc. What is that? How much is that?
That could... No hobo. You could just have homeless people fucking raw dog.
Oh, shit. That seems pretty dope.
Oh, you can get $39.99. Makeababy.nyc.
Oh, man. I think we have to buy that one.
Makebabies.info? $2.99. It's on sale. But yeah, fake a baby.
I want to lead the fucking march and shut this website down because men shouldn't... Now I feel like a men's rights activist.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like there's more and more crazy stories. Like there was... I saw some shit where a dude... owes like $30,000 in back child support just because a chick put his name on a birth certificate.
What?
He's since been proven, because it went on for years, she just put his name on the birth certificate and then sued him for back child support.
Okay.
So it's years and years, right? Yeah. He didn't know this shit was going on, so he owes $30,000. And they did the paternity test since.
Yeah.
And he's not the dad, but since the court ordered him to pay it and he didn't pay it, he still owes the money, even though he's not the kid's dad. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
So it's the shit on, like, I don't remember, some fucking news, like, local news site.
Yeah.
It just got posted, like, recently. It's just, but, like, that's kind of the thing. That's the thing. All right, like, the men's rights activists are all
pieces
of shit.
That's up there with, like, cops getting off for killing people. Like, that's just as ridiculous.
Yeah. Some cops somewhere in New York, did you see this shit? They didn't believe a kid when he ran in and was like, some guy's trying to kill me, and they sent him back out into the street, and he got shot on the steps of the precinct, like, last summer. And did get any press, but now it's getting press.
Where
in
New York? Upstate, you said?
Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. Wow. Did you see that some cops upstate pulled some guns on some responding to a snowball fight? They pulled guns on a couple of kids.
In a snowball? No, I did not see that.
Yeah,
really?
There's video of it. Just do like snowball fight in New York, and it should come up. I mean, it's pretty terrible.
Oh, this is saying the New York, the Daily News is saying that it's fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Now I just feel like an idiot.
They say, the cops are saying they responded to a 911 call, a gun-related 911 call, and then saw this. Yeah, let me watch the video real quick. It does just look like there's cops holding guns. And.
Cop.
They were having a snowball fight. This group of guys was having a snowball fight, and now the cop has a gun on them.
That's pretty crazy.
Now, the news is saying it's fake.
Yeah, they're saying. Well, the cops are saying. But I mean, this is what happens every time. The cops are just like, "Yeah, we responded to another 911 call." But I really doubt that that's the case. Well, you can tell when kids are having a fucking snowball fight.
All right, so they screwed up. It wasn't a snowball fight. It was a Molotov cocktail fight. So now it's totally. That's
yeah, that's actually what it was.
That's understandable.
The cops thought they were throwing balls of cocaine at each other.
Why would you do that unless you have a massive amount of cocaine?
Exactly.
So I guess those kids were cocaine traffickers. Good work, officer. You fucking blew open that case. You think you'll ever watch the Super Bowl ever again for the rest of your life?
I mean, I'm sure that if I'm not working on Sundays next year, I won't watch the Super Bowl.
You should have just said no. I will never. You should have said no. I'm never going to watch another Super Bowl for the rest of my life.
I hope not. I actually was thinking, like, could I just like? I was just thinking, like, if I wasn't working, right? Since I don't really care about the Super Bowl, couldn't I just like restaurants that are really hard to get reservations at, like just shit like that? I could just go there on Super Bowl Sunday. Like plays that exist that are hard to get tickets to, I just get like, you know what I mean? Like if I want to go see Book of Mormon, get some Super Bowl Sunday tickets to Book of Mormon.
It's not a bad idea. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
because you don't give a shit about football. You
exactly.
Care.
So I could just use it to like I can really like use it to really like enjoy some time to myself.
And have your own Super Sunday, just exactly. Not with football.
Just not with even people. I just do all this stuff by myself. I do like to do that. Like I do that for my birthday. Like one day, I just like. Hang out by myself and go fucking eat a disgusting amount of food.
You do you.
I don't take phones out. I just go and like do some stuff.
You cut yourself off.
Yeah.
You're a cord cutter on your birthday.
Yeah, completely though.
No, like cord cutter, like you deliver babies and you just
fake a baby. I'll fucking fake deliver a baby like nothing.
Really?
Yeah. You're
just talking about how terrible it is.
I just want to fake deliver a baby. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get that paper, dog.
Look, the only way we're going to get papers is we make this fucking Oregon Trail fucking gimmick game.
Gentrification app.
Gentrification trail. Well, here's the thing. Trail.
We need a lot more information before we even put up the job. You need to know what the flow of the game is. I think you can beat Oregon Trail. There's a way to win.
Yeah, you like make it to the destination with like, and you know, your family's not dead.
So yeah, we can do that. And we can expand it as gentrification continues to expand into East New York.
Exactly. Like, oh my God, we've gentrified Brownstone.
So what are we gonna do? Like the background,
Brownsville.
The background story is that William, like you know, like a lot of these neighborhoods. I told you, like in Crown Heights, they created this thing for people who are getting priced out of the neighborhood, like a you know, like a help program for like to help them with cash and stuff.
Yeah.
So most of the people that showed up were first round gentrifiers who can't afford the neighborhood anymore.
Oh wow.
Like yeah, to the community board meetings.
That's nuts.
But I'm saying that could be there's your premise for the game.
We people who priced everyone else out are now being priced out.
Exactly.
The horrors. The horrors.
Holding on to that rent-controlled apartment, though, aren't you?
Fuck yeah. You know me, dog. You know me. I wonder what Bronx Johnny's doing right now.
I mean, he's probably murdering a child.
That's really messed up. That he's just had his way with. Did you see Louis C.K.'s new special?
I did. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear anything about Louis C.K.'s new special, the fucking dead baby joke was so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
I lost my shit out loud. I was like, this is hysterical. So goddamn funny. So goddamn funny. That's it for us. It's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you.